morning. Congratulations on finishing your first full week of virtual learning. I know that it is a test of patience with technology issues and just being online for so long. And I am really impressed and proud of all of the students and also all of the parents. I know it's difficult. I have two sisters with kids at home that are also learning virtually, so I do get to hear about that side of things. And I hope that as the year goes on and as next week goes on, it gets just a little bit easier. I'm excited for this next week. We are going to really get into our grade level curriculums and start working really hard at everything. So in each in Reader's Workshop, each of the grade levels will be assigned a different novel just for the week. They're both really short novels that ideally would be read in a couple days. We'll take the whole week to read them just to practice some different strategies that we're learning and building our reading lives. So students are recommended to have another book on hand because they are short novels, like I said, and they'll want to be reading for the whole time. Parents, just so for you to know, you should walk by your child's room or workspace and see them reading a book for about 30 minutes during the school day. And then they should, in addition, be reading after school for at least 20 to 30 minutes every single day. We'll work on that stamina throughout the year, and hopefully we'll be back in person soon enough to where I can help with that. But it is something that we work on heavily in fifth and sixth grade, is that reading stamina. In the updates and announcements page, I've linked two books. I have digital copies, PDF forms of each of the books, so that will be provided for any student who needs it or wants it. I always prefer a paper copy of a book, so I have linked each of the books for fifth graders and sixth graders. I would appreciate if you can if you want to purchase the book, go ahead and purchase the one just for your grade level. Usually I don't like to limit books, but for sixth grade, it is a book that we start the year every year with, and I don't want to ruin that for fifth graders this year. It is, they're each about $6. So if you want to order them and you order them today, they should arrive to your house by Monday. But again, like I said, a digital free copy will be provided for any student. Writer's Workshop, we're gonna begin a little unit on living a writerly life. So how do we become writers who live like writers? And we'll practice strategies that writers use across the week in various pieces of writing. And again, like reading, you should expect to see your child writing every single morning. We start with Writer's Workshop in the morning. So if you're walking by and you see them bent over a notebook, they are on track and doing the right thing. If you don't see that, you might want to pop in and ask why. There are times when they'll be off the screen and writing on their own, and I'm going around and having writing conferences with them. So it's helpful if you can check in and just make sure that that's what is happening. In math, the fifth graders are taking a pre-assessment today, and we'll begin our first unit on the addition and subtraction of fractions next week. Sixth graders are starting our first unit today, and we're actually reviewing some fifth grade skills, but we're doing that using geometric principles of perimeter. We'll be looking at adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing whole numbers and fractions, as well as decimals, using perimeter for all of them. In history, fifth graders are going to be looking at the indigenous people of North America, and will focus on their culture as well as how the geography of their home or homelands affected where they lived. In sixth grade, students will be studying and continuing their study of early humans and looking at the hunter-gatherer societies and how they developed over time. In science, both fifth and sixth graders will continue to work with their science lab teachers next week. And we may begin our first textbook unit in each of the grade levels in science. We're still waiting on a little bit of information before we get started on that. Additionally, music will start online next week. Each grade level will have a half hour time with their music teachers online. I'll get them all set up, so they'll have Zoom calls, and those will all be linked in our schedule, so it'll be easy for them to find, just like science lab. Finally, I know there were some questions about PE. We are also getting more information every single day about that. I do have some PE activities, so for now, I'll schedule time for PE throughout the week, starting next week probably. And I will link an activity, but it will be an independent activity. So that's an area where your child might need help setting something up. They're all really simple. They can be done with items around the house and they can be done outside. I think some of them can be done inside, but that is something that your child might need help with just to get started and to understand how to do it. I'll also do my best to explain when we start that next week. There will be more information coming regarding back to school night. As I mentioned a couple times, we're getting more and more information every single day, so I apologize for any delays or any questions you might still have. We're all just kind of figuring it out, and I am here to answer or to try to answer any questions that you do have in the meantime, but I will send out information as it comes. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I usually try not to overwhelm your email inboxes. I usually try to only send out an email on Friday mornings, and that has almost been the case, but I know that just with the information coming out from the district and different specialists, teachers like Science Lab and Music, sometimes I have to send an extra email. So I do apologize for so many emails in the last week, but I will try to limit those in the future, and I think as we get going, that will start to happen. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I hope to see you tonight at our PTA Drive Up and Kickoff event. I'll be there smiling behind my mask, and I hope to see your smiling faces in your cars and not over a screen. If I don't get to see you, have a wonderful weekend, and I will see each of the children on Monday morning. Thank you.